Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. We know these are tough times right now. Your heating, air, and plumbing are essential systems for your home. To help, we have discounted our HVAC systems to as low as $99 a month and tankless water heaters as low as $79 a month. Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. We're here to help. 901-624-1401.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
If you're the kind of person who agrees nothing beats the great outdoors, we have some fantastic news. Honda has found a way to make the outdoors even greater with special offers on some of our best four-wheel vehicles. It's happening now during the Greater Outdoor Sales Event at DeSoto Honda. Every Honda ATV and Pioneer side-by-side has the power to take on the biggest jobs and trails. And for unbridled thrills over any terrain, there's our Talon 1000s. Find the four-wheel vehicle that works hardest for you and start the year with a great deal. Like up to $1,400 factory to dealer incentives on select models. Make this your greatest year outdoors yet. But hurry, because offers this good can't last long. Get to DeSoto Honda in Olive Branch now during the Greater Outdoors Sales Event. Factory to dealer incentives are good with select new and unregistered models. See DeSoto Honda for complete program details and find them online at DeSotoHonda.net.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon, you'll have a separate fridge in the basement where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
When was the last time you read the Constitution? Specifically, Article 1, Section 2. The Founding Fathers thought it was critical to count the population every 10 years so that congressional representation would be based on facts. And it also helps inform how billions in funding are spent every year. The census is our opportunity to be heard. And if you think about it, our civic duty.
Shape your future. Start here. Complete the census at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Hit it.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show. Presented by the Wing Guru. Only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, Jam! Sure getting down. Look at him! We're gonna have a bunch of good time.
Brad McMurphy covers college football for Stadium. He had an interesting piece up today about the confidence level from various athletic directors that he spoke to, and he joins us now. Brett, how's it hanging, man?
Hey, good afternoon. Hope you're safe.
Yeah, same to you. Listen, I think as an American people, Brett, all we have left is college football. That is all. That is what we are hanging on to, just to kind of get us through these days that feel like weeks as they pass by. You polled several, many different athletic directors, and it felt like, just reading your piece, most people were more confident than not, but I guess only you can answer this. How much of that was just hoping against hope? How much of it was rooted in the reality and confidence and being able to pull it off logistically?
Yeah, you're right. If I reached out to all 130 Football Bowl subdivision athletic directors, of those, 122 responded, and and participated in my survey. And I was basically, you know, and this was last week. So at that point, I was, you know, kind of like, I was thinking like you. I'm like, how can you come up with some college football content, you know, while everybody's waiting for the all clear, for everything to return to normal? And so I asked him some stuff about the playoff, which I'll be reporting next week, and some other things. But one of them was just, how optimistic are you about the college football season being played? And I said, rank it from 1 to 10. And all of them said, you know, look, I want to be optimistic. I still think everything is going to be fine and all that, when they gave me their answer. So they knew it was going to be compiled and tabulated and all that. But they basically were telling me, look, if this wasn't if it's just you and I talking and you're not going to tell people, you know, the vote, which I'm not going to ID the individuals, but I really think they would have had less confidence that this season's going to be played, because the biggest feedback I got from them, I'm sure you've heard it, you know, from all walks of life, is the uncertainty. There's no you know, no definitive by, you know, July 1st, everything's going to be back to normal. By August 1st, everything's going to be back to normal. By January 1st, everything's good. I will be able to have large groups of people together. We can, you know, do all these things. And so they don't know. All they can do is go by what they're allowed to do. You know, if you can't have groups larger than 10 people, you certainly can't play sports. You certainly can't have student athletes on campus. So, because of that, about a fifth of the ADs, you know, thought there's a real possibility there won't be college football this season. And that was last week. You know, since then, yesterday or the day before, Duke has already canceled its summer session on campus classes. I think Virginia has locked down the state through June 10th. Now, obviously, those things can change, but that's hard. Far out, people are saying. I saw the report Wimbledon may be canceled. That goes through mid-July. So, you know, that's kind of what these people are thinking. And so, you know, the next thing I asked them is, well, what if there's no football? And you can imagine the responses were pretty grim. You know, one guy said, if there's no season, we're blanked. You know, a lot of them talked about how programs could go out of business. They could eliminate or cut Olympic sports. Certainly, you know, it would impact the non-Power Five schools more than some of the Power Fives. Although not all the Power Fives would be safe, and so that's kind of the uncertainty. And then finally, because of the uncertainty, and because of how important it is financially to get football played, you know, some of the options, which I'll be going more in depth on when I report it on Thursday, is, you know, moving the season back several months, you know, not starting it. If we don't get the all clear till September 1st, we can't start playing games on September 1st.
Right.
So when do you start the season? Do you start in October? Do you start it in November? Several ADs talked about playing, you know, making football two-semester sport, where if you do start in November, you finish in February, which sounds crazy. Others have said, you know what, you know, what if we don't get the all clear till around the holidays or something? Then possibly having, you know, people want spring football. Here's your spring football. Play the football season. Started in January, and, you know, the semifinals this year, the Rose Bowl and the Sugar Bowl, the national title games in Miami, you could be playing those in May. Now, a few weeks ago, you would have laughed at me for that. Now, again, until we get the all clear, everything returns to normal, these are very real possibilities if everything isn't, you know, everything's not safe to go back, you know, doing everything that we're used to doing with our everyday lives. If that keeps getting pushed back and back and back several weeks and even months.
You know, certainly you're exactly right. I mean, it's impossible to know what the world is going to look like 6 months from now. I mean, you know, Anthony Fauci, who has been a real star, I think, in the midst of all of this, was on CNN earlier today, and he said that they believe that, again, very preliminary, and they don't want to put too much into it because they don't want to discourage people from continuing to do what we are doing as a country, but they are starting to see a little bit of a curve. They're starting to see that maybe with the measures that we have taken, you know, that perhaps it's we're getting to the other side of this thing. It depends all on that, obviously, I think, before we can even have conversations. But you mentioned the financial piece of it, and obviously, Brett, ADs are going to be more inclined to want to play because they know it would absolutely just wreck their athletic departments. So with this, because of the implications, do you see just a desperate sort of urgency from schools to you know, ADs, to their presidents? We have got to find a way to play these games somehow, some way. Otherwise, we might go belly up.
Absolutely. And again, it's probably different at different schools. There may be more sense of urgency at some schools than other schools based on either their, again, I'm not saying one way of thinking is better than the other, but just because their philosophy of how much that means to the university or in how much dire straits would they need this revenue. And that's a perfect example. Again, ultimately, the university presidents are going to have to decide what they're comfortable with. Now, I want to make it clear that every AD I talk to, you know, stress that it's, you know, it's paramount that they think about the safety and the health of the student athletes. And obviously they're not going to sit here and say, oh, let's have a football season, even if people are still being infected or there's no cure, whatever the case may be. They're not saying that. All they're saying is once that everything, like you talked about, the curve flattens and all that, and it's basically society overall is said, okay, we can go back to things being normal or close to normal, then how do we save the football season? Does that mean we only play conference games only, which, again, financially, the Power Five schools, that would be a lot better option than the Group Five schools or even the FCS, because then those non-power schools that play those big payday games on the road in the non-conference part of the schedule, those would be canceled. So there goes $1 million or whatever to their revenue. You know, those are all the factors that they're thinking about. And, you know, look, believe me, as much as you do and everybody that's listening in, once I want college football as much as you guys do. I just wonder, though, the way that everything's breaking down, I hope I'm 1,000% wrong. I find it hard to believe when August 1st gets here or August 15th or whatever the date is, that all of these universities will have all clear to say, you know what, all 30,000, all 60,000, all 20,000 students from all over the world, it's safe to come back to campus and let's resume life as normal. I'm afraid that's not going to happen. So I think in the fall, we're going to have online classes for all these universities. Again, I hope and pray I'm wrong. So if that happens, what does that mean? So that means no football till January. Some AD said, you know what, maybe there's a way we could bring only the student athletes back on campus, a smaller group. If it's safe, if it's okay health-wise for small groups, and play games without fans. At least that way they could recoup the part of the television money that they would have. There certainly would be no fans in the stands. So that's all the certain things that these people are looking for. But you know, I hope you're dead on about the curve flattening and all that. But then I just wonder, again, we're waiting for other people to dictate this. Are they going to say, okay, the curve is flattened, it's safe to go back out? Or are they going to say, wait, we need to nip this in the bud so that if we return to things, then all of a sudden – there's a huge spike again, and then we go back to square one where we were, you know, a week or two ago.
You mentioned there's no date in terms of those ADs that we can say, hey, let's reassess here, because there are so many unknowns. But behind the scenes, like, are they hoping to, most of them, that in 4 to 6 or 6 to 8, that this thing is that the secret hope, Brett? Maybe you can't say a date, you know, if you're them, because we don't know, but is that the hope that in 6 to 8 weeks this thing's cleared up enough that they'll all by that time be able to say, hey, yes, we're going to have college football?
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, Bob, the Big 12 commissioner, Bob Bowlesby, was on a conference call last week, and he basically said he thought in the next 60 to 90 days we will basically find out if there's a football season. And he admitted the fall is in jeopardy. And he even, you know, talked about playing games – without fans in the stands, which he wasn't asked this. And look, I agree. People are trying to come up with ways to get this done. If you can't have fans in the stands, then I don't see how you can have student bodies back on campus. You know, mm-hmm. it's the chicken egg argument. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they're hoping in the next 60 to 90 days if they can hear something. You know, again, and then you got to figure out, okay, how long do these universities, how long do these programs need for these student athletes to be able to get back in playing shape? What's in a reasonable amount of time? And then it's kind of, you're kind of weighing against what's more important, right? Getting the season in fully or health. And I mean, it's going to be a give and take, that, you know, there's just so many unknowns, and that's what makes this so mind-boggling and frustrating for a lot of folks in power.
We are, of course, talking to Brett McMurphy, covers college football for Stadium. And then I guess the other logistical problem, when you're talking about, okay, no fans, right? No, we're going to have football, but no fans. I mean, what people want to tailgate, you know, like people like that's as much of it as anything else. So like, are you going to police the parking lot? You know, are you going to say, yeah, I mean, I guess you'd have to, because your people are going to absolutely gather, you know, in the parking lot. So I guess you're going to have to say security's turning everybody away. I mean, that's kind of crazy to think, but it would be necessary, right?
Well, also that, and also I think, and I mentioned this to a couple of ladies, and they said, you know, actually we may, if we get to that point, they said we may suggest that to our commissioner. If we're to the point where let's say there's college, we're going to have college football games, but there can't be any fans. I recommended to a couple, I said, you know what you guys need to do? You need to, I know, you know, you guys do your schedules 50 years ahead of time, but you know what? You've got a week to redo it. They need to redo all the schedules, and they need to spread the games out on every day of the week. Like the MAC plays all their games in November on every day of the week. That's how the entire college football season should be. The TV ratings would be through the charts because people would be so hungry for any kind of live sporting events to watch. I mean, the ratings would smash the final episode of MASH. And again, if there are no fans in the stands, and that means there's no students on campus unless it's a student athlete. So they're only taking online campus. They're only taking online classes. So then, you know, maybe that's a possibility. I don't know. I do think though, I think the NFL, I think the pro leagues will find a way to get played.
Agreed.
Because they don't have to worry about 30,000 people coming back to campus. They've got 50, they've got 100, whatever the number is. They can quarantine those individuals. They can test them every day before games, after games. They can play without any fans, and they can put it on TV, and they can play every day of the week, and they will get monster ratings. And, oh, by the way, the NFL will just donate, you know, $10 billion to coronavirus aid and get the blessing of everyone to go ahead for the good of the country. The college and universities can't do that, and that's why it makes it so tricky for them.
Well, and don't you think, too, like, in the NFL, as we know, 90%, maybe it's not 90, but like 80 or 75% of the contracts are, like, minimum, right? Like, they're not making lots of money, and the shelf lives are so short and small that I think you're going to have, maybe it might not come from Aaron Rodgers, it might not come from, you know, Patrick Mahomes, but there is going to be a real, I think, revolution and a revolt. We have to play these games because I don't know how I'm going to provide for my family if we don't. So I think you're exactly right. The professionals are going to find a way to play a game. But I do think what complicates it on top of everything else is that this is still an amateur sport. Like, these players are not being paid. So then you're going to ask them to put themselves in harm's way. You simply, and I know why an AD would say, let's do it. A president, you would think, is not going to approve that.
Right. No, the president's going to be, I think, you know, they're going to be in CYA mode, but also they're going to have they're also going to have charts and information there that says, you know what, if you don't play football this season, then that means we're losing $50 million in I'm just throwing numbers out. We're losing $50 million in media revenue. We're losing $20 million in ticket revenue. We're losing $10 million in donations. Whatever the numbers are. Again, all of these athletic directors, all these presidents, there's absolutely no way any of them, when doing their budgets, and certainly I wouldn't have done it, you wouldn't have done it, nobody would have done it. You don't sit there and make out your budgets for the next 5 years and say, you know what, we need to plan in case there's not a football season in 2020. Nobody does that. They're expecting all of this money to come in to fund all these other things. So now when that money disappears, I mean, it doesn't decrease by 5% or 10%. I mean, it's gone. If we don't have a season, then what are the consequences? What are the implications? But you bring up a good point. There's so many different factions of this, you know, we could talk about for days. But one, it would be if we do this with no student body on campus and the student athletes are competing, then you get into the why aren't these guys paid, you know, the name, image, and likeness, all this stuff. And you're right. It's totally different with the pros compared to college athletics. But that's some of the things that have to be considered. Ultimately, the presidents are going to have to make the decision. The athletic directors will make the recommendations, but the university presidents will make the decision. And some people may be in favor, some may be against. I don't know. That's what's going to make this some fascinating times. You know, if we don't get the all clear, you know, in the next couple months. But if this drags on into the fall, you know, I'm just, yeah. And if this drags on in the fall, that means college basketball is not going to start on time.
Right.
You know, so we could have, if you move that back, we could have March Madness and the college football playoff going, you know, consecutive weekends. Who knows? I mean, you'd laugh at me a couple weeks ago, and now you're like, hey, you know what? We may get to this point.
No, I'm on in that scenario. Say it's too risky. You can't go back out in the fall. You got to kick it to the fall of 2021, God forbid, just push it down that far because it's just too risky to go back out. How many programs can still come back to the table? Like, how thick is that layer of schools, of athletic departments that wouldn't be able to survive this? The 1 year, is, you know, the HBCUs, would they get through? How is it more than that? How thick is that layer of folks that just, you know, programs that wouldn't be able to last till 2021?
Right, and the other, you know, the unintended consequences of this stuff that we're talking about, you know, say you're a highly rated, you know, draft. Say you're Trevor Lawrence, and the season doesn't start till January, and the NFL drafts in April. Do you really want to play that season and take a chance where you get hurt? Which I, you know, as opposed to playing in September, or if you're a potential NBA draft pick. And this season doesn't start till January and doesn't end till May. Do you really want to take a chance?
Right.
I mean, that's, again, certainly if they don't play, there's going to be a number of people and individuals that will take their place. But, you know, that's some of the things that could happen. And, you know, again, that's what just makes this so hard on all these guys making decisions that are running these universities and the athletic department is they just can't make any definite plans because they don't know when they can put these plans in place.
Yep. Man, Brett, great
Thank
work
you for the
as
work,
always.
Brother.
We appreciate it. And we hope in, you know, 7 months we're doing this and we're breaking down SEC matchups and who's getting fired, man. I really appreciate the time as always.
I hope I'm wrong on the fall semester stuff. I pray I'm wrong, but I don't know until, you know, maybe there'll be a magic bullet and solve this whole thing. But, you know, stay safe, guys, but good talking to you.
Yeah, you too, man. Appreciate it. He is Brett McMurphy, covers college football for Stadium. Listen, I do think college football has the longest road, and I guess you would say college basketball, but they obviously start a couple months later than college football. I think college football has the toughest road here because you just have so many logistics. You have university presidents. These guys are amateurs. And listen, I think it's a lot easier for a college basketball team, you know, to play in front of no fans because, I mean, the crowds are smaller anyway than a college football team.
You're right. And part of college football is in its fabric is that tailgating. And you understand. And so how are you controlling that too? Because ultimately the decision to go back, you'll be responsible. That's the reason the people are out there tailgating. So even if they can't come in the game, right, they're still out there at a time where they could be, who knows where we're at with this virus at this point. But if they're out, if that's the reason they're out there, John, is that, you know, from a morality standpoint, is it right? Because again, yes, maybe you're telling yourself, well, our student athletes, we've all tested, they're fine. But if they're meeting outside, right, you're part of the issue there.
Yep.
If we're at a time then where all of that is still frowned upon, we're still at a time of this thing so contagious that we've got we've anyway, a lot to consider. I'm at this point, I'm hoping that's far enough down the line that we're through this.
I would hope so,
and that the answer is obvious at that point. I'm concerned, though, that, again, how do you just get back to a point where all of a sudden we're saying right now we don't want 10 people together, where all of a sudden 100,000 up at Neyland is going to be okay?
It happens.
The fans part, yeah. The fans part to me is much like it seems inevitable. At least to start, they won't be back. But again, it's such a part of college athletics.
Yep.
It's hard to imagine the two of them not together, the fans and the sports.
All right, we will talk to Van Lathan about all this and more. I know you have something you want to take up with him about Shaq in the Tiger King documentary. So we will get into all that with Van Lathan from The Ringer when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Memphis's quarantine station. News, information, interviews, sports, entertainment, and the latest for Memphis and the Mid-South. This is 92.9 FM ESPN. Live on the radio.com free app. Download the radio.com app on your phone. Select 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis. Hit the heart. Like us on your radio, on your phone, on your computer. Smart speakers. Say play 92.9 FM ESPN. News, info, interviews, sports, entertainment, and the latest. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Your tax refund is all you need to get that car or truck you want, and you only pay the low wholesale price. Yes, at Wholesale Unlimited, you don't pay the retail price, and they have layaway plans, so do it today. It's on Pleasant View, just off Covington Pike, and all you pay is the wholesale price. So many SUVs, cars, and trucks to choose from. That's why they call it Wholesale Unlimited. You want a Cadillac Escalade? A Mustang GT? How about a Jeep Grand Cherokee or a Toyota 4Runner? You want a loaded Tahoe, Ram truck, Camaro, or Mercedes? Go to the online inventory at wucars.com or just Google Wholesale Unlimited to find what you want. A little money goes a long way when you can buy cars and trucks at wholesale and use your tax refund to get the price even lower. Right now, Wholesale Unlimited has great cars and trucks priced at only $7,000 to $8,000 and in-house financing. Go to Pleasant View just off Covington Pike today. Tell them you heard about it on 92.9 ESPN. You can thank me later.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Choate's has been serving the Mid-South for over 60 years, and we want to say thank you to our customers. Without your referrals and repeated business, we would not be in business as long as we have been. We promise to continue to run our company with dignity and quality service that we have for all these years. Those who do not use us, we invite you to take advantage of our $60 spring AC tune-up, which includes washing out the dirt in your condenser coils, checking your refrigerant pressures, checking your electrical components, and replacing customer-provided filters. Keeping your AC system maintained can reduce your heating and cooling utility bills by as much as 30% and also help reduce unwanted breakdowns by as much as 80%. Just like maintaining your vehicle, your HVAC system needs to be serviced routinely to work at its best. Call Choate's today at 347-8086 or visit our website at choateshvac.com to schedule your $60 AC tune-up. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
If one of your kids had a toothache, who would you call? A plumber?
Oh, yeah. I see the problem. It's a molar way back there. I think I can get it with this plunger.
Of course not. You'd want to talk to someone who specializes in your specific situation. And when it comes to marketing for your business, it's exactly the same thing. When you make a call for help, it's because you want it to work. It all starts with a conversation. Call Entercom now at 384-5900 and ask for Rachel. That's 384-5900.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon, you'll have a separate fridge in the basement where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
When was the last time you read the Constitution? Specifically, Article 1, Section 2. The Founding Fathers thought it was critical to count the population every 10 years so that congressional representation would be based on facts. And it also helps inform how billions in funding are spent every year. The census is our opportunity to be heard. And if you think about it, our civic duty.
Shape your future. Start here. Complete the census at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Van Lathan is a friend of the show. He works for The Ringer. He's on Twitter, at Van Lathan, and he joins us now. Van, what's up, man?
What's up? How you guys doing out there, man? You guys wash your hands?
Oh, yeah.
Lots.
Good antibacterial.
Gotcha.
That good Memphis antibacterial soap.
How you holding up through all this?
Doing well. The most important thing is to make sure that you kind of insulate yourself about the biggest threat besides COVID-19, which is, you know, human frustration. You want to stay connected. You want to stay motivated. You want to stay inspired. Because if we start to kind of lose the things that keep us connected to one another, that's when every man for himself, and that's when we all lose. So that's what I'm trying to do.
Well put.
Are you in L.A.? Where are you at?
Yeah, downtown L.A.
How's it? I mean, it must be surreal there right now.
It's really interesting for a couple of different reasons. Number one, you ride down Hollywood Boulevard and you see that it's empty, right? It's empty now. The pier, Santa Monica Pier doesn't even look right without people, right? It's empty. Number one, those things are encouraging because you see that things are slowing down to the point to where we might have a chance to flatten the curve. That's number one. And number two, you just realize how much of society was built for the purpose of us interacting. Like how much all of these monuments were to get people in and have people together, and what it is that we lose like when we don't have that. And just to kind of see them, they're completely obsolete without us. I just hope that when we move away from this, people understand on an individual level just how important their participation in society is. It's not about any company. It's not about any bank. It's all you. And if they don't have you, they don't have anything. So you can just see that as you see sort of these ghost towns develop in these big metropolitan areas.
How badly does the world need this Last Dance docuseries? We're talking about it's getting moved up from June to April. I don't know about you, Van, but I need it badly in my household. How about you?
I need it real bad. You know what? That's my man up there. Jason is doing that. And, I met with him, like, not too long ago. And it was funny because a couple of weeks ago, everybody was talking about it, he was still editing. And I hit him, and I was like, yo, man, like, stop whatever you're doing right now. We need you to put this out tonight. And he goes, like literally, I'm still in the middle of the process in getting everything done. But they were working super hard. I mean, that was something that everyone was looking forward to no matter what. But to be able to have it now, we're all going to have nothing else to discuss but that. Yep. It's going to be really, really great, man. I can't wait.
Yeah, we are, of course, talking to Van Lathan from The Ringer. Follow him on Twitter at Van Lathan. Van, I need to so out of this idle time, I think great ideas are all across the country are going to be born. You know, I think we're going to see a seismic change and maybe a bunch of different things. And I think I've actually stumbled upon one of those inventions myself. And, you know, I'm not necessarily trying to cut you in on the project, but I would like to just sort of get your free consultation on what you think about this product idea. So my partner was telling me yesterday about kitchens, okay? Kitchens as it relates to hair. And we got into a conversation about bonnets. Sure. And African-American women wearing bonnets to bed.
That's right.
And and so I thought, there's got to be a market out there, Van, for licensed bonnets, like Chicago Cubs bonnets, Chicago Bulls bonnets, Michael Jordan jersey bonnets, that so that while you're protecting the investment of your hair, you're also representing your team. I feel like this is – every black woman needs a bonnet. This is absolutely – it cannot fail.
I'm with it. Here's the thing.
too pricey.
Here's the only, I think it's a good idea, but here's the only thing about it is the you really have to tap into, like, a bonnet is something that a sister does for herself, right? Because she doesn't, a bonnet is almost like, sometimes, put it to you this way, my mother once dropped me to school in her bonnet. Mm-hmm. That was the point you knew she just didn't care. Okay, like you knew she was. I knew how angry she was at me. I was late, and she had to zoom me. I had missed the bus. The fact that she did it in her bonnet let me know that she was. There was no other way, because it's not meant to be seen. Is my point. It's not meant to be seen. Like when you're seeing a lady in her bonnet, that's when you know that she's comfortable with you. Mm-hmm. So this is gonna have to be for them. I do, however, think it's enough sisters out there that love sports.
Yes.
They're going to want to put the LSU bonnet on.
Yes.
The Saints bonnet on before they go to sleep. I think it's a good idea, man.
And again, it's every black woman, like, for the most part, has to have it. So the market is potentially huge.
Right.
I mean,
Look at you.
Man, we're not going to let this white guy come in and make all the money off sisters, brother. He's got a great idea, but you got to be on the cover.
I was about to say,
look at you, like, figuring out a way to get some money out of the community while that's what I'm talking about.
It helps them and it helps me. I mean, it's a perfect product. And again, I think. Listen to this. Here's another. I know, because some people said, you know, my man Jason says, well, you know, I don't want to be, when I'm doing what I do in the bedroom, I don't want to be thinking about Michael Jordan or Anthony Miller or whoever it is. But what about, you know.
Or Drew Brees with the Saints.
Yeah, exactly. Or Ed Orgeron, whatever. How about this, though, Van? Sometimes when you go to as we acknowledge, there are sisters out there who love sports and want to protect their hair, protect the curls. They wear it to the sports game if it's raining outside. So it's also, you know, a way to show team pride in the rain.
First of all, a couple of things. Number one, the brother that said that he doesn't want to be thinking about Michael Jordan when he's with the girl and she's got the bonnet on, too, he don't have to worry about that, and I'll tell you why. At the point that you're having, like, bonnet sex,
it's married
everything
sex.
Else is out the window. It doesn't really matter.
Because it's like, married. Bonnet sex is married sex. You're right, man.
Yeah. Like, you have to be so comfortable. Like, you really are. That's
you
boyfriend.
Block it out.
Yeah, it's not even, it don't even matter. She probably still got the mask and the whole nine. So, like, that's out. At the point that happens, that's out. Number two, I can tell you right now, if you're trying to start a wave to where you're actually getting sisters en masse outside with the bonnets on, I don't think that's the right way to go.
Oh, okay.
I don't think we're going to see bonnets in the United Center or bonnets in the bonnets.
No.
I don't think we're going to see. We're not going to see that. That's not going to happen.
Mm-mm. Okay. All right. Well, we'll adjust the marketing plan, but I think we have a good foundation.
I was going to ask you, Van, sticking to sports, going back to sports, you would know. My partner says that with Tom Brady, the Bucs should be considered the favorite in the NFC South. What say you on this? I imagine you do not agree.
It's hard because when the one thing that I think the signing of Tom Brady down there at Tampa made us do was really analyze just how much talent that the Bucs had, and they have a lot. Like, he's got weapons.
Yep.
He's got weapons. He's already got weapons. When you look at the roster. You know, Jameis was fun to watch for all kinds of weird reasons last year. It was really like a 30 for 30 should be done on Jameis Winston's season in Tampa last year. It was like the most disgustingly elegant football anyone's ever played. Go out there,
elegant.
Throw five picks, throw five touchdowns. It was weird. But when you look around, they have a lot of tools. And the Saints were running through the division, I didn't really pay attention to it. They can definitely win. Not only just because of what Tom Brady is going to bring as a player, but now that team is going to be expected to win and there's going to be sort of a performance standard set there, they are insanely dangerous. I don't know. Put it as far as what the Saints have and even what the Falcons have on the field, it would be tough for this version of Tom Brady for me to just turn around and say that they're the favorites in the division, but they very well could be. Like, there's nothing saying that they aren't. So that's what I would say. Like, they could be for sure. They are definitely for real, and it's going to be a tough out when you play them.
Yeah, we are, of course, talking to Van Lathan. Catch him on The Ringer, various podcasts, on Twitter, at Van Lathan. Tiger King, that happened. Where do you begin? Where do you begin when you reflect on that series and the phenomenon that it has been?
Huh, where do I begin? First of all, you know, I just want to say something. There's a lot of old video coming up right now about Joe Exotic, and you know, it. I can tell people right now that for me, it doesn't matter. I want Joe Exotic free. That's like, I want Joe Exotic out of jail. I want him out of prison right now. Tiger King is one of those things to where you watch it and you do your best to try to explain to someone how insane it is. And you realize how limited you are as a communicator, because you can't really explain to somebody how out of this world this stuff is. Just knowing that these people really exist somewhere in the world was just wild. And there's so much going on there. You have the drug use, and you have the relationships, and you have the political campaigns, you have the seedy Vegas guys, you have the villain of the story, which should be the hero, Carol Baskin. She's supposed to represent, oh, well, you want to take care of Kat, stuff like that, but it turns out she might have had her husband killed. Mm. So you start to think, it's just the most bizarrely magnificent story I've ever seen. As far as I'm concerned, as true crime stuff goes, it's the best thing I've ever seen on Netflix. I loved it.
Yeah, I'm with you completely. And the part I found myself most fascinated by was Mario Tabreu, and I hope I'm pronouncing his last name correctly. The guy that you talked about, and you've read that some people compare to Scarface and that character in that movie. The fact that they got that access with him. Now there's a man who admits to being involved in the killing of a federal informant, and yet you go on Twitter and it's like most people like him or want to date him, but that's the real killer right there. You don't.
Dog.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Talking about the death,
yes,
of a I think it was a DEA agent,
yep,
or something like that, that happened as a result of his criminal, mm-hmm, conspiracy and enterprise.
It's unbelievable.
It's insane. And these characters that are involved in Tiger King, like if you try, like I live here in Los Angeles, right? See if I had written this script and then. Shopped it over to Paramount.
Yeah,
some executive would have read it and been like, "Yo, this isn't believable.
You're too crazy." Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's just I actually forgot about that. Like that.
It's unbelievable,
that show,
man. Yep.
Of all the stuff we're talking about, that guy was involved, didn't order, but involved in the death of a federal agent, a major drug lord in,
yep,
South Florida. It's just crazy, but it was very entertaining, and to be able to binge it and get through the whole story, it was the perfect time. To have it right now.
All right, and then last thing, Van, because I do value your opinion in society.
Mm-hmm.
When do you think, and I'm just asking to speculate here, obviously knowing full well you don't work for the CDC or the World Health Organization, when do you think life will be what it once was? It feels like it was, you know, decades ago, but it was just like a month ago. When do we get back to that carefree American lifestyle, or I guess as much carefree as we can be? When does that happen?
In stages, but it's going to be a while, just from everything that I've been able to consume. First of all, I am not a doctor. Like you said, I do not work for the CDC. I'm urging everyone to do one thing. Don't listen to any governmental officials, no matter how much you trust them, no matter where they may be. Don't listen to any politicians. Don't listen to any celebrities. There's an abundance of information out there that doctors, medical professionals, epidemiologists, and virologists are putting out there. Those are the people that we need to be listening to right now. Those are the people that are on the front lines. They work on this. Listen to them, okay? Now, what I've heard from them is that normalcy is going to have a different definition for a while. But meaning we'll be we'll be back to some semblance of normalcy if we do what we need to do right now, which is distance, stay at home, flatten the curve, and stop the spread of the disease. If we can do that, we'll be back to some semblance of normalcy a little quicker than people think that we will be. But that normalcy still won't be what we were just talking about. Mm-hmm. It won't be. That normalcy that you're talking about, where we go out and we're all cool and we're all chilling and nobody's looking at anybody else, won't really happen until there's a workable vaccine on the drug, until there's a workable treatment on the drug. Because until that, it's such a wild card in terms of how it's going to affect not only the person that contracts COVID-19, but just the contagiousness of it is it's so vicious that until we have weapons to fight it, our best weapon is going to be distancing from one another. So let's say that, you know, we get throughout, we get through April here, coming up this week, and we get through all of April, and it looks like things are working. Mid-May, we open things back up. Well, if there's a hot spot in June, or things get crazy again in June and July, we got to do this again. Mm-hmm. And until the technology catches up, the technology as in vaccinations and treatments of the actual disease, until they catch up to where we are, we're going to have to be a little bit more mindful. But what I'm telling you, that seems like it's a bleak outlook. I'm telling people this. This could have been worse. This could have been a pandemic featuring a disease that was way, way more lethal than the one that we are fighting. Mm. This could have been something that people were saying all of these things about I Am Legend and all of that stuff like that. Like, this could have been that. It's not. It's something that is incredibly contagious, can take lives, and is sort of exploiting the immune systems of the most vulnerable of all of us, but it's something that we can fight. Now, if something does arise 3 years, 4 years, 5 years from now, we'll have a much better mechanism in place to fight it than we do today.
That's
so,
right. That's right.
We're going through something right now, and we're going through it for us, but also for future generations. So everybody just be strong.
I like it, man. Appreciate the appreciate the words and the wisdoms, man. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, man.
All right, man. God, peace. Whatever y'all need me.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, brother.
He is Van Lathe of The Ringer. Appreciate his time and appreciate those words. All right, we will come back, wrap it up. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
So if you were looking for someone to help your son with his second grade math homework, who would you call? An auctioneer?
One hit, one, two, now three, four.
Of course not. You'd want to talk to someone who specializes in your specific situation. And when it comes to marketing for your business, it's exactly the same thing. When you make a call for help, it's because you want it to work. It all starts with a conversation. Call Entercom now at 384-5900 and ask for Rachel. That's 384-5900.
If you're the kind of person who agrees nothing beats the great outdoors, we have some fantastic news. Honda has found a way to make the outdoors even greater with special offers on some of our best four-wheel vehicles. It's happening now during the Greater Outdoor Sales Event at DeSoto Honda. Every Honda ATV and Pioneer side-by-side has the power to take on the biggest jobs and trails. And for unbridled thrills over any terrain, there's our Talon 1000s. Find the four-wheel vehicle that works hardest for you and start the year with a great deal. Like up to $1,400 factory to dealer incentives on select models. Make this your greatest year outdoors yet. But hurry, because offers this good can't last long. Get to DeSoto Honda in Olive Branch now during the Greater Outdoor Sales Event. Factory to dealer incentives are good with select new and unregistered models. See DeSoto Honda for complete program details and find them online at DeSotoHonda.net.
We're all spending a lot of time at home these days. That means we're all having a lot of meals at home these days. And this is Gary Parish making sure you understand that when you're ready to step it up a bit, you should check out the finest, freshest, never frozen prime cut beef selections at HumphreysMemphis.com. The prime cut shot next to Folks Folly. They provide all the same ingredients and sides offered by Folks Folly via local delivery, overnight shipping nationwide, or curbside pickup. So please go check it out today and grill like a legend tonight. The address is HumphreysMemphis.com. That's HumphreysMemphis.com.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem? Or could my kids still go to college?
Now, that is really scary. Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. When I got life insurance for my family last year, they saved me 41% versus any other company I looked at.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. Health IQ starts by shopping everyone with the top 30 life insurance carriers to make sure they can get the lowest retail rate. Then they apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%. I literally got $1 million in coverage for my family for just $36 a month.
Just $36 a month?
Yep. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy.
To save that much money, I'm going to call them right now. What's that link again? healthiq.com/easy?
Yep. HealthIQ.com/easy.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Did you know Willis Carrier invented the modern air conditioning system in 1902? Since then, a lot has changed, but one thing that hasn't is being comfortable in your home. Choate's prides itself in creating the most comfort possible with each one of our customers' HVAC systems we install. We believe the best system on the market today is the Carrier Infinity System. This system has the ability to save up to 50% or more on your utilities compared to your existing HVAC system and is tailored to enhance your comfort with its state-of-the-art green speed technology. Right now, Carrier is offering up to 72 months, no interest financing, or rebates of up to $1,650 on a new Carrier Infinity system. Don't miss this limited time offer to have a more comfortable home and save money on your utility bills. Give us a call today at 347-8086 or visit us at choateshvac.com for more information. And remember, Choates. Let our family serve your family.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for our spring break deals on lawn and garden batteries, wiper blades, brake kits, and more. Ready for an oil change? Get 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional or MaxLife motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $28.99. Plus, get a $7 gift card after mail-in rebate. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
The motto for world-class competition has always been faster, higher, stronger. It's the same for Navien, makers of condensing tankless water heaters. Faster to install and set up. Higher performance and efficiency to provide endless hot water. Stronger with the industry's strongest warranty. All because of the copper-free stainless steel heat exchanger built in every unit. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com. That's tanklessmadesimple.com.
Count on Navien.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show. Presented by the Wing Guru. Only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Little news in the NFL. Chris Godwin, not unsurprisingly, gave up his number.
I saw it's a number he's worn since high school.
He was number 12, and now he's number 14. Tom Brady's number 12.
Tom probably took care of that. Who was it that we had on, former NFL guy or something? Said
it was Joe Montana.
He should do this.
No, it was Joe Theismann. We haven't had Joe Montana yet.
Both Super Bowl champions.
That's right. That's why I got him confused, man. I mean, I absolutely got him confused.
He said Chris Godwin should do this, you know, and unsolicited, and he did. He did it.
Yeah, so good for him. Good for him.
It's going to equate to a couple more touchdowns. Yeah. A couple more throws your way. Maybe 15 more
touchdowns. Well, I mean, Tom Brady's been 12 his whole career. He gets it to be 12, you know.
Well, so has Godwin.
Well, Godwin ain't Tom Brady.
Right. But you do this before Tom Brady gets to you. You do it before he asks.
Right.
ingratiate yourself.
Absolutely, because you want another contract. And let's be honest.
He's the GOAT. It's going to get you a couple more balls, going to help you with that contract
too. Tom Brady is going to absolutely love Chris Godwin because he's that intermediate receiver who can also hit the home run. Like, he is the kind of receiver that Tom Brady is going to absolutely make a lot of money for.
So who's
going
to be their possession guy? Because that's all that seems to be missing. Because to your point, Godwin can be that, but you need just that underneath guy that's going to take all that punishment.
It may be O.J. Howard.
Godwin does a little bit of all that already.
It may be O.J.
He does that, and he does the fly route stuff. He does it all.
Yeah, I mean, and obviously it's not going to be Mike Evans, because Mike Evans is just your deep threat. You know, I mean, they're going to make a lot of big plays. He's not going to be
the— He runs every route.
But, yeah, I mean, he could. I mean, he can move. He could be the move chain. I mean, that's the thing about—
Maybe it is Pig. Maybe it's Howard. That becomes the possession guy, the outlet. You know what I'm saying? When things have broken down, who becomes that guy? Somebody's going to catch a lot of passes in that role. Maybe it's Howard. Maybe it's like you said. Maybe it's because Lord knows they didn't utilize him last year. You just wonder how much of that was Jameis, how much of that was Arians' offense. We'll see. But Howard hopefully will be more of a factor and involved than he was last year.
Yeah.
Surely he will be.
Mayor Strickland said, according to the Daily Memphian, that he is concerned about the laxed attitude that we seem to be having. And this is the part of this frustrating. It's like when you're in school and, you know, two kids are ruining recess for everybody, right? Like the teacher says, all right, if you guys don't all shut up, we're not going outside for recess. And everybody's quiet, right? For the most part, everybody's quiet. Everybody's minding.
Yeah.
But you got these three or four clowns in the back who were
Private
throwing Pyle. Paper at each other.
It was like Private Pyle in Full Metal Jacket. He wouldn't get with the program, so the entire squad had to be disciplined.
I think we're there. I think, well, that's where we are as a community now.
That's what I was talking about with Giannotto out at the park this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
He was fishing.
Well, there was that. But this weekend, he was just out. He was fishing for a story when he wrote the fish. That was over at Walnut Grand Ketchum Lake.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm talking about when he was at Shelby Farms this weekend when it was packed. And that's what Strickland's talking about. Like, we didn't, you know, again, you're not cutting off the parks, but you do have to limit access if we're going to all be out there at the same time. We can't have that. Look, we're all doing a part. We got at least another, let's face it, we got at least another month of this to go. So we may as well just find some peace with each other, right? Stop saying, well, I don't have access to this or this or this. It's going to be something that gets adjusted as we go through.
Exactly.
None of us have been
through this.
Short-term
sacrifice, long-term gain.
Stop being so mad at each other and let's just do our parts, kind of like Van said.
You know, it's a short-term sacrifice for a long-term gain. You'll get all of it back. It'll come rushing back, and I think we will appreciate it like never before.
Yeah, for the first 2 days that we got.
Because it was taken away from us.
In the nature.
But in order for us to get to that point, you know, we got to do what we got to do to stay inside, and we got to, you know, I mean, listen, that sometimes – and I will say this, that means not going over to your friend's house. You know, that means staying the hell home. And if you do go to your friend's house, make sure you stay 6 feet apart, because that's the whole key.
Yeah, don't touch everything.
Or your face. Or anybody else. Keep your hands to yourself.
Wash, wash, wash. Can't wash your hands enough. I don't know about you, but washing's become my new smoking.
Absolutely, that's good.
I mean, I wash the heck out of these things.
Hands so clean.
Yeah. I find peace in it.
There you go. You find peace. Look for the peace. Find your peace. Jason finds his at the sink. Find yours. That's going to do it for us. As always, the Jason and John Show is presented to you by the Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to all of our guests who joined us on the show today. Thanks to Michael Eaves. Thanks to Clay Travis. Thanks to Brett McMurphy. And thanks to Van Lathan, Giannotto, and Jeffrey. They are up next.
You'll
Don't miss it. I will be joining them. That is exactly right, in case you didn't get enough of me. That'll do it for us today. For Jason, I'm John. We're going.
This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis. 92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis and the Mid-South station you can count on. Live on the radio.com free app.
Well, hey, Memphis. This is Bryce Bailey, owner of Stack's Pancake Kitchen. If you're taking extra precautions for hygiene and safety, we're here to help. We have dedicated parking spaces at both locations for curbside pickup and a tamper-proof steel to-go box for all the classics on our menu that you know and love. Also, we have a brand new menu for breakfast, lunch, and dinner family platters. To place an order, just give us a call at 901-509-2367 in East Memphis or 901-800-1951 in Germantown or visit stackspancakes.com. Thanks and God bless during these difficult times.
5-Hour Energy is energy on the go. But what if you're not going anywhere for a while? Then 5-Hour Energy is energy for getting stuff done while you're stuck at home, like doing an honest day's work for your boss,
getting rid of old clothes.
My old bell bottoms.
Scouring the grout in your shower. Working out on that old stationary bike. And so much more. Go to the store or order online at shop5hourenergy.com. 5-Hour Energy. Energy for hunkering down.
Hi, folks. Bob Berkheimer for Sunrise Buick GMC Truck. A lot has happened overnight and just wanted to let you know we're open at Sunrise for all your automotive needs. Service, body shop, parts, and sales. Go online to sunrisememphis.com to schedule an appointment. Should you need a vehicle, we're offering 0% up to 84 months with deferred payments up to 120 days. You can shop online. We'll bring the car or truck to you. At Sunrise, we know you want to feel safe, so bring your car or truck to any Sunrise location and we'll disinfect it at no charge. Sunrise, stress-free and safe. Covington Pike, Wolf Chase, and Collierville.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Did you know Willis Carrier invented the modern air conditioning system in 1902? Since then, a lot has changed, but one thing that hasn't is being comfortable in your home. Choate's prides itself in creating the most comfort possible with each one of our customers' HVAC systems we install. We believe the best system on the market today is the Carrier Infinity System. This system has the ability to save up to 50% or more on your utilities compared to your existing HVAC system and is tailored to enhance your comfort with its state-of-the-art green speed technology. Right now, Carrier is offering up to 72 months, no interest financing, or rebates of up to $1,650 on a new Carrier Infinity system. Don't miss this limited time offer to have a more comfortable home and save money on your utility bills. Give us a call today at 347-8086 or visit us at choateshvac.com for more information. And remember, Choate, let our family serve your family.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for our spring break deals on lawn and garden batteries, wiper blades, brake kits, and more.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.